And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. Anybody has any comments or questions, feel free to call 75-537-1350. And a happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Commissioner, do you have any, give you an opportunity here to get yourself some good credit for today. Any happy Valentine's Day wishes you want to send out there?
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's to my lovely wife, Vicky.
There we go. And you, they'll say I've never done anything to help you, Marvin.
Okay.
We were talking about the public safety radio system. We had Pat Collins in for the first half hour, talked about big issue with that. That could be a big cost for the county here in the next year or two. We talked about some storm season stuff because that's kind of coming around the corner. And by this weekend, it'll feel like storm season's right around the corner with the temperatures we're expecting. We were talking off air, talking about some things coming up. You talked about some zoning issues that might be coming up this year.
We're looking at the zoning and planning. There's some ones with the regional Flint Hills Council that they're working on that probably will come out sometime, I believe, after this year. But all through the year, we're looking at different steps on it to look at the whole region. Right now, we're redoing some of the county regs and planning on the fees and et cetera, things like that. And that we should be reviewing that in a couple of months.
And as far as zoning, anything specific as far as what you're kind of looking at as far as what some of that zoning could mean and what you guys may be looking for or asking people to do?
Well, as the county grows, we start encroaching on farmland, and so they're looking a little bit more how to take care of that. And then sewer systems, either lagoons or septic tanks, and how that'll work, because we just need to make sure that we're don't have residential encroaching on the farmland and farmland or other places where people have subdivided out to make sure those are going to be equitable for the people that want them to build out there.
And you're the commissioner for the District 2 in mm-hmm. the county. I know a lot of that's the northern part of
that's
the county, so I'm
part,
sure
yes.
that's where you
yeah.
probably are seeing a lot of that
that's
as
right.
far as that
mm-hmm.
encroachment as the town grows.
Right.
And what's kind of the feelings on that as far as your constituents in that part of the county?
Well, you will always have people that'll want to stay like we were years ago, and there's other people that want to progress. And you got to look at it like Johnson County back in the 1900s, way early, first start in the 19th century there. They were farmland. Now it's one of the richest counties in the state, and it has lots of industry and lots of commercial along with the residential. So things do change over the years. And then we have Fort Riley. And I was in a meeting last night, and it was stated that Fort Riley is one of the few or maybe the only military post where we have two cities, one on either side, and a major university next to it, which is very unique. All those things have play differently into getting the county to go in the direction to be productive and grow. And because we were ninth a few years ago in the state of the size of the city. Now we're down to eight, or up to eight, and we'll continue to grow. And we may reach a point here by the year 2020 where we're going to be a major, major city in the whole state and have an impact in the whole state.
And I know that you have some military background yourself. I don't know if you...
No, I never served. I was a military brat. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's right. That's right. I was confused on that. Your father was in the military.
Right.
Then.
And we went all over the world.
And I remember during some commission meetings, you told me about some of the places you went. If you just kind of talk about some of the...
Well, we were in Japan right after the war and with occupation troops, so there was a different attitude that happened, and we got to see a lot of devastation and things. And same way in Germany when we were there, we were still with occupation troops, a lot of bombed out places, and so you get a different attitude about the world when you see that. And that's one of the main things that went with that, and my education in that was just great.
What was the biggest thing that was striking to you about, you know, speaking as somebody who's never been in that situation or in a country that's occupied, what was the most striking thing about that experience for you? Maybe the thing that really kind of shaped your views on things.
Well, it was seeing how the other people were, and that no matter what you thought you didn't have, they had less. And we could see that as kids. In some of the towns that are in Germany, especially being bombed out, they were really needed to have more food for the kids and stuff like that. And we didn't suffer, but we would see how the Germans would not have enough.
And you talk about some of those bombed out cities, like, you know, you look in some history books and stuff like that, and you see the devastation. Mm-hmm. Just the crumbling buildings, all that mm-hmm. stuff, you saw firsthand. I mean, is it just like it looks in the pictures?
Well, to a point. I mean, a lot of it had been cleaned up, and but there were still sections that had some bombed-out buildings where us kids used to go in when we shouldn't, but we did.
Here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. Again, anybody has any questions, comments, suggestions, you name it. Maybe a happy Valentine's Day. Who knows? 785-537-1350. And going back to local government issues, sworn in January, so just in a little over a month, I know one thing that when it comes to local government officials that I've always talked to over the past few years is at this level, you got to deal with the state a lot of the times. And I guess what's kind of your early impression so far of kind of what you expect this year as far as from Topeka and what you expect there?
Well, they got several things happening in the state. You know, they had the concealed carry thing that they had to redo, especially for an employee that might have had a concealed carry, that he might have had an altercation somewhere, not in his duties, not in a building or anything, but he was off-site, and how that affected the county, and we had to get that fixed so that the county would not be responsible for an employee that was somewhere else, maybe not on his on the premise and not on duty, but he was an employee, so the county would not get it cited for anything. We have home rule that we're looking at. Home rule is all the cities have home rule. Whatever they do in town is, as long as they don't violate state's statutes, they're fine. But home rule, counties don't have it in Kansas. Other states have it, and it's a nice protection. It doesn't mean you can pass laws that supersede the state or federal, but it just protects the county a little more.
And from what I understand, it's the counties do have it. It's just you guys are wanting to make it a part of the state constitution.
Right. The city has it. Right. The city has it, but it's not in the constitution. We'd like to have it there.
Just kind of a safeguard. I'm mm-hmm. sure that's something probably a lot of county commissioners are looking into.
Yeah.
With the way that things have gone over at the state, the lost unfunded state mandates, because mm-hmm. I'm sure that's – you've heard about that a lot. You'll probably be seeing that more and more. Do you mm-hmm. expect to see more of that?
There's always a whole lot that comes out because they want to do things, just like it was here a year or two ago where a senator or House person out of Johnson County or somewhere, he was on the east side of the state, where he wanted to tax farmers $3 an acre to have additional revenue. He didn't think $3 was much, but when you have 3,000 acres, it's a lot.
That adds up.
And yeah, so the western counties didn't want that. So there's always going to be something, and that didn't pass anyway, but there's always going to be something that comes up with it, how they want to raise revenue, what they want to do with parks, what they want to do on the highways, how they help finance highways for the counties, and et cetera. There's just a lot of things they will come up with to help fund the state.
All right, let's go ahead and go to our last break of the hour, 9:51. We'll come back for just a few more minutes. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.